Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A hurricane hit Puerto Rico again, and people in Chicago are coming together for a very big event tomorrow night to support the people in Puerto Rico and Jose Andreas World Central Kitchen, which amazing work. He does amazing work. But it's all Chicago chefs, and one of them is on the phone. It's Chef Celie Rodriguez, and it's Jibarito Shop. Is that your place, Celie?
It's called the Jibarito Shop, yes, in Pilsen.
And I see the rave reviews that you get online, and I know you do catering. And are you one of how many chefs that will be participating tomorrow night with this benefit?
Yeah, so as far as I know, there's about 30 different chefs that are participating in this event tomorrow.
That's huge. And what will you be preparing?
So what we'll be serving is a typical Puerto Rican rice, which is arroz con gandules, a side of maduros, which is sweet plantains, and a beef and cheese empanada. So it's a little sampler plate, traditional food, hoping everybody will enjoy that.
And tell everyone where this is taking place.
Okay, so the event is actually taking place tomorrow from 6 to 9 at the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture right on Division Street here in Chicago.
And what I read is that's the only self-standing museum in the entire nation that showcases Puerto Rican arts and cultural exhibitions year-round. So it's a natural fit since everybody is coming together to raise funds for Hurricane Fiona relief efforts. I would imagine a lot of people have already bought tickets, but tickets are still available. And because it is a fundraiser, tickets are $150. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get a lot of food. Will you get beverages with that as well?
Yes, I believe beverages will be available as well. And it's from 30 different restaurants, so it's a win-win. You pay $150, you get a taste of 30 different restaurants. So I would say you get your money's worth for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to go out to dinner in Chicago, you would probably pay that. And
exactly.
This, you know, this is heartwarming because, well, not at your restaurant. You wouldn't have to pay that. But, you know, there are chefs on this list here that if you went to their restaurant, you'd have to pay $1.50 to sit down and have a dinner.
Absolutely correct. So this is a deal. This is a deal.
Yeah. And I love that you're authentic and you're cooking that type of food. But you have chefs that represent a variety of restaurants in Chicago. Do you know some of them? You want to list a few?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't met any, but I know the chef of Sogno, Piccolo Sogno will be there. Chef Sarah will be there. So a lot of very famous, very well-known Chicago chefs will be there, which I'm looking forward to meeting. I haven't met any of them, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting them tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun. I love this, that you actually get to go and collaborate with people that you've been looking forward to meeting. Art Smith from Reunion is going to be there. Of course, we always identified him as Oprah's chef. And Casey Duty from the Boca Restaurant Group is going to be there. Cristiano Bassani from Gene and Giorgetti's is going to be there. Eric Williams from Virtue. That is an outstanding individual. So some of the best restaurants in town. This is going to be fun. Will you get a chance to sample their food as well?
I hope so. I sure do hope so. I mean, I'm just humbled and honored to even be surrounded by that greatness and to have even been invited. So we're just grateful to have, you know, be participating in this event.
This is Celie Rodriguez, and she is the owner of the Jibarito Shop. Did I say that right? Did I get it even close?
Yes. Yes, it is the Jibarito Shop in Pilsen, 1646 West 18th Street.
And everything on your menu, is it authentic Puerto Rican?
It is. So all the recipes are from my family. I'm Puerto Rican. My family is from Puerto Rico. Most of my family is still in Puerto Rico, so that's why this cause hits very close to my heart. I knew we had to do it. And so all the recipes are very authentic. They're my family's recipes, and we try to make it as close to what I grew up eating. Everything is fresh, fresh produce. Everything is done fresh daily. So if anyone wants authentic Puerto Rican food, come check us out.
I know that Hurricane Fiona has left more than a million people without power and running water. How's your family? Have you been able to contact them and see how they're doing?
Yes, for the most part, after Hurricane Maria, most of my family were able to get generators. I know that half of the people in Puerto Rico still do not have electricity, so that's a big thing over there. I know a lot of people don't have access to warm meals, so World Central Kitchen is taking care of that. They're providing people with warm meals and fresh water.
If you're not familiar with World Central Kitchen, that is Jose Andreas, and he goes wherever there is a disaster. If it is the border of Ukraine, if it's Puerto Rico, and he feeds people, enormous amounts of people, and it's amazing. So $150 tomorrow night. It's a benefit. It is a Chicago Chef's Cook for Puerto Rico. They're raising funds for World Central Kitchen, and you can grab a ticket and join them, and it's all taking place at a very cool museum in Chicago that I think a lot of people might not be familiar with. It's the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture. And I don't know that I'll be able to get there tomorrow night, but I'm certainly going to stop by your restaurant and try some Puerto Rican food.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I encourage every listener to try to get a ticket. And if they can, I understand if $150, they can't afford the ticket. But please donate to the museum itself, and they will forward the money to Puerto Rico and those most in need.
Thank you for joining us, Celie. We appreciate your efforts, and we're going to appreciate your food one day.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. The newsroom temperature check is coming up, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.